Well, Vicki Mishaw is with us from the UP State Fair, and how you doing?
You know, we're doing really, really well. It's a beautiful morning on the fairgrounds. We're hoping that this weather continues at least for a while yet today. You know, forecast, we're a little bit concerned about the forecast, but, you know, that's just one of the things that we can't control now, isn't it?
No, for sure. Vicki, you guys had a bump in the road yesterday. The power went out, and people, we don't talk about that too much, but the reason I bring it up is because so many people worked together that many people didn't even notice after a few minutes. So tell me what went behind that and how everybody kind of worked together to make sure the fair moved right ahead with, you know, no big deal.
Yeah. You know, I guess it's just a testament to this wonderful community that we live in, Jack. We did have a power outage. And so the city of Escanaba just came right over. They checked our power. They rerouted power so that our vendors didn't have a problem. They could still stay open and sell their product. Of course, this is a very, very important week to them. So the city of Escanaba did anything that they could do to help us. And then Skirbeck Entertainment Group brought in one of their big generators and hooked up our grandstand because we were very worried that we were going to lose our grandstand show. So there was Skirbeck Entertainment Group that just dropped everything to lend a hand to the UP State Fair. And then, of course, Sunbelt Rentals, they made sure that they had generators for us so that today we could be certain that the shows will go on. So, you know, this is a wonderful community that we live in. And, you know, it's the type of thing that when you ask for help, people are right there to lend a helping hand. And we certainly, certainly are fortunate for the support that we receive from this entire Upper Peninsula community.
Vicki, it was amazing to me how things just kind of moved along without a blip. I mean, well, I can't say that for exactly. It wasn't without a blip, but it just seemed like everybody kind of came together at the right time, and most of the people that were on the fairgrounds probably didn't even know we had a problem.
Nope, and, you know, we try and make sure that we, you know, present that can-do attitude. We were without power in our grandstand offices for over 3 hours, and it got to the point where we were very close to the time that we had to make the decision about whether or not even the grandstand entertainment would continue. So, you know, we just try it. We're calm. We're methodical. We're problem solvers on the fairgrounds, and we just, you know, did everything we could to make sure that our community wasn't stressed, that our fairgoers weren't stressed, and of course, like I said, it was very important to our vendors that they were able to function when you have a record number of people coming through the grounds on a Wednesday afternoon and night.
Well, tell me how, besides power outage and all that, tell me how the first part of the fair has gone. I know you don't have, concrete numbers to give me, but what's it been like the first few days for people who may not have been on the fairgrounds, Vicki?
Mm-hmm. So the first night, of course, we opened on Monday, and it's kind of like our dry run, so that you kind of take a look at the things that need to get set up and finished, you know, things that you forget to do after a year's time span. And so Monday was good. We ended up with having a lot of people, more people than we had last year's Monday come through the gates. A lot of that had to do with racing that was in the grandstand. So, you know, like I say, it's a little bit of a dry run so that you can identify the challenge areas and make sure that they're corrected before you open the gates on Tuesday. Tuesday was another good day. We didn't have any activity going on really in the grandstand with the exception of a cornhole tournament, which turned out to be a great event thanks to the support that we received from our local sponsors, Anytime Fitness, and a group from Alger County that came in and put on a cornhole tournament. So, you know, that was another way that people just pulled together and helped us out and, you know, put on something that was fun in the grandstand. So we had a nice crowd on Tuesday. Again, it was a day that, you know, you if there's not a lot of people on the fairgrounds, there are things that you can follow up on and make sure that they're completed. Yesterday, again, we had a record number of people for a Wednesday night. We filled the north parking lot, the south parking lot, and believe it or not, the Walmart, the area between the fairgrounds and Walmart, that parking area, that was filled as well. So there were a lot of people on the fairgrounds.
The last question I'll ask you, Vicki, for this interview is, about Tuesday morning, the quiet hours, and I use that term loosely, I've on our website, our Facebook pages at RRN, a ton of positive responses to that, and that kind of surprised me. What were you hearing about that?
Only positive. I think that it was again an experiment. We've heard of other fairs that have offered that, and we just said, you know, let's give this a try. We think that there are people that are reluctant to come to the fairgrounds for whatever reason. They, you know, want a little bit of more quiet atmosphere, more calming atmosphere, and so we did offer 2 hours of limited sound and lights. The positive response that we got from the community at large is probably going to allow us or encourage us to expand that time that we offer it. It was great because as we were reading some of the Facebook posts or the calls that we received from people, we did have people that said, you know, it gave us a time to kind of ease in to fair operations. And even though there were lights and sound that came on in higher volume after the 2 hours, I think that we were settled in and it became a little bit easier for us and our family to stay. So it will be something that we will expand. It was very positive. It was very heartwarming to hear the stories from people who said that, you know, they were finally able to go to the fair after not feeling like they wanted to attend after 5 years because, you know, the sensitivity to lights and sound.
All right. So lastly, what are you expecting for this weekend? I know we have a bump in the road here to get through with the rain the next 2 days. Saturday and Sunday look just beautiful weather-wise, and Sunday is, of course, family day. Usually Sunday is, you know, people are all fared out and we don't see that many people, but maybe this year maybe we'll kind of end with a bang.
Yeah, you know, and I guess that we get to the point where we go, we cannot control the weather. You know, certainly isn't something, it's above our pay grade, it's something that we watch. But, you know, if there's anything, and I keep saying it, the only way that we're going to continue to break records or keep seeing more people enjoying the fair is if Mother Nature cooperates. A little bit scared, you know, about what it's going to look like later today and into tomorrow. And, of course, Friday's a big day for us. Thursday's a big day as well. But it looks like we'll get through the governor's luncheon and the Native American Appreciation Ceremony and the Veterans Ceremony, which is very, very important. And so I'm thinking that, you know, later on this afternoon, this evening, you know, it's going to be a little bit risky with the grandstand show. But, you know, we're hoping that we can get a good amount of the fair in before that happens. And we're just going to keep watching our numbers, keep, you know, making sure that our fairgoers are safe, which is very important when you're looking at the weather, whether it's high winds or lightning or, you know, anything that would cause concern for our fairgoers. Certainly that's a top priority for us to make sure that we're protecting the safety of our fairgoers.
And Vicki, I lied. I do have one more question. And it's about, well, it's just about the agricultural part of this. We focus so much, I know us in the media and a lot of the people, you know, go to the carnival and the grandstand shows and the music and the games. But, you know, the agricultural part of this is so important. And sometimes I feel that even I personally don't give it enough due. So talk with me. The last question then is how important has that been, do you feel, for this fair and going forward for this weekend? There's so many shows going on and so many kids and adults too who go through so many weeks getting their products or their animals ready. It's important.
You are exactly right, and that is a top priority for us. We have a strong agricultural base and a strong support that there's a strong support that we get from our exhibitors and the sponsors of the exhibitors and the exhibitors' family. You know, when you have a junior market livestock auction where you have kids that have raised their animals all year to be sold at the livestock auction, and $600,000 is generated during that short time span, it shows the tremendous amount of support that our young exhibitors get from this community, and that is a top priority for us as well. We do as much as we possibly can to make sure that the experience is a very positive one for the exhibitors, their families, and, of course, you know, we just did a huge renovation of our livestock arena, thanks to a grant from MDARD, and that, you know, we're hoping that helps with the comfort of our buyers who are here to support these kids and making sure that, you know, that whatever we can do to support the exhibitors, the people who are supporting the auction, the families of our exhibitors, we want to just make sure that we're doing everything that we can to support them.
Well, Vicki, Michelle, thank you for taking time at the halfway point of the fair here. Appreciate all of what you guys do, and let's finish strong. Let's get through these raindrops. You know, there's going to be a few. I think a lot of people are going to come out, and we're going to have a fun weekend.
Well, thank you, Jack. I appreciate you taking the time to check in and see what's going on in the fairgrounds. I look forward to seeing you out and about.
I will definitely see you for sure this weekend. You will not be able to escape me.
Thank you, Jack. Appreciate you.